Maybe you can talk a little bit about exactly what happened to this patient, what you did.
We're in the midst of therapy now, so there's only so much I can talk about in this case, but we're administering the venetoclax azacitidine so far.
Did you admit her to the hospital?
I did, yeah.
So do you admit everybody?
I err on the side of admitting patients to the hospital, particularly in patients who I would be very worried about monitoring them in the outpatient setting if they have any degree of renal impairment. And generally in the older patients, that's what I'm going to err on the side of. There's not an exact cutoff here, but you know, our ability to use a creatinine to say what your creatinine clearance is pretty impaired in the older patients. So, you know, if somebody has very low white count and they're, you know, 61 years old, but they have some degree of comorbidity that precludes induction chemotherapy or they refuse induction chemotherapy, they live 10 minutes from the hospital and they don't mind hanging out in our clinic for 8 hours on the first day of therapy. Have I given the drug in that setting? I've given the drug in that setting. I monitor prior to therapy, acetatumor lysis labs. I monitor a few hours after and 8 hours after. And they have to come into clinic the next day with a pre-dose tumor lysis labs, and we don't give the second dose until we've seen that all of those labs are fine. You have to do that for 3 days running. It's almost easier to be in the hospital. So I pitch that to the patients, and I always err on the side of safety. It's usually easier to have them in the hospital, and they're there for 4 days and go home.